through government, and in most cases this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. Today is Sunday, May 20th, 2018. The chat room URL is on frequencyradio.chattango.com. You're welcome to join us there and spoof us out there if you want. Dox us, whatever. Kenneth is in the control room answering calls. I guess if you've been listening to RBN here, you'll find out they've had a few computer problems. Reminds me of a good joke, but it's off color, so I won't say it. Anyway, good evening to everyone. I hope you had your weekly distractions from all the stuff going on in the world, like the royal wedding, more priests arrested for diddling little boys, your favorite politician also involved in some sex scandal, journalists who say they should blow up the Ukraine bridge over there. Well, it's Crimea, but he was a Ukrainian. Actually, he's New Yorkan, but he's trying to implant ideas. As well as more information from Tom Fitton there at Judicial Watch with Hillary Clinton's server. Trump, of course, being on his triad on Twitter again there, just lambasting all the judicial stuff in America. And, of course, the endangered economies here to the United States, what's going on here with people with sanctions and people not bowing to what Trump is doing. The current news on the MS-13 gangs being called animals by Trump's administration, and of course those that are defending those animals as basic, honest-hearted citizens. Of course, they're all illegals anyway, but anyway. These are all distractions, as you know, and as to nothing getting done inside of America. Constant distractions, nothing's getting done. They claim to boast about everything, yet it's all fake. I hate to tell you this, you know, if you tuned in for a good upbuilding show or something like that, you're in the wrong room. But anyway, everything they claim is fake today. You know, otherwise retail stores wouldn't be closing by the hundreds. People wouldn't be getting laid off. Part-time jobs wouldn't be the only jobs that are out there offered, and of course no one's able to pay their debts. Zero Hedge has a great article about the massive amount of credit card debt, and also hello to the group there. I'm kind of reading here, but I can see you typing away there, but anyway, you know, of course the banks just love it right now. Of course it's a financial disaster for the people, you know, the peons, because these banks just love that debt because they get to charge that massive interest on top of it. And of course all those countries that are displaying their latest in armaments just sink, you know. I mean, seriously, as a man, I always laugh at these photos there, because if it's a tank or something, they always show you the photo of the tank looking down its barrel as if it's a man thing, you know, like, my barrel's bigger than yours. I'm trying to be humorous here, but if you don't read the news and follow along, not just here in America, if you can get any news out of America, but anyway, foreign news and stuff, everyone is prepping for a big war, and first it's, you know, sanctions and trade wars, and then of course comes total war. But anyway, even the news right now about green energy, you know, I follow a party down there in Australia, and I've commented on this before, but all these places are talking about going green with solar. And, of course, Trump announces his 35% tariff on solar panels from China. And the interesting part about that is I always figure, why don't they just issue zero-interest loans from the government for a grant to be able for parties to be able to get their own solar systems and put them on their own home and forget this grid stuff that they keep talking about. But if you don't know or understand corporations, and they're not just here in America only, but these corporations, they want you as a consumer to be always buying something or paying for something. You have to have a service. That way they can issue those service disconnects. Don't pay, can't play. But anyway, there's so much to that when you think about it, too, because of the, oh, these hurricanes and whatever, tornadoes that go through and they rip up a town, they take out power lines and everything. And, of course, if people had a solar panel, even if their panel was, say, ripped off the roof like that, they still have batteries in the house that they could subsist on and, of course, power converters to run their refrigerators and everything like that, instead of being like Puerto Rico where they still having power issues down there. And, of course, this is what, how many months after the hurricane? But, you know, that's just my personal thoughts. Anyway, I have a roundup to the news here for the week, and I want to check my check my news here. But anyway, you know, when I was younger, I'll just put it that way. I'm not that old, but I am really. But anyway, when I was younger, I used to watch a lot of noir type movies, detective type, Dragnet stuff, you know, and I've always been impressed about this good cop versus bad cop, and of course, as I've mentioned in 2016 to a lot of my followers on Twitter at the run-up to this presidential election that to me it was like watching this good cop, bad cop. You had the choice of Donald Trump and you had the choice of Hillary, both, of course, representing the state. And, of course, if you voted for Hillary, you were going to get slapped or beaten by a phone book. And, of course, Trump was a good decision, you know, at the time. And, of course, remembering they both worked for the state. And I don't know anyone other than my uncle that voted for Trump. That didn't vote for Trump except my uncle. And I'm usually get a scathe of emails about whatever Trump is doing wrong. And I can send him a whole bunch of scathing ones back also about what Trump's doing wrong. But that's just politics in America. In the meantime, like I mentioned or aforementioned here, the fact is nothing's getting done in this country. It's all foreign stuff. And that's where our big demise is today, because with the budgets, deficits, alleged national debt, all this money to go out and support these other countries and nothing here for those in America. The homeless continue, the starving continue, the veterans that need help continue, people being arrested for feeding the homeless. I mean, the list goes on and on. Another quake in Hawaii. Anyway, so as I mentioned here, the voter today is actually the one being interrogated by the so-called good cop, bad cop. And again, one should realize that both work for the state, and in this case, the government. And of course, remember Trump when he said, we don't worship government, we worship God. I always have to wonder whose God that is. But if you follow me on Twitter, you'll understand that. But anyway... I've had a lot of viewpoints about that. Anyway, in this is the don't vote for Hillary or we'll plural, you know, be at war with Iran. Where is Trump today? Hillary's stance on Syria and saying Russia and China will pay. Where is Trump today on Syria? In September 10th, 2016, Hillary Clinton called Friday for a rethinking of President Obama's strategy to combat North Korea's nuclear program, saying the country's latest nuclear test gave the White House an opening to expand sanctions and broaden a missile defense program in neighboring countries. Where is Trump today? It's the same thing, good cop, bad cop. And of course, a good article here I was reading, it says Hillary Clinton explains our North Korean policy with South Korea, and of course China's in there. But she said, quote-unquote, we do not want a unified Korean peninsula. We also don't want the North Koreans to cause more trouble than the system can absorb. This was in a speech in 2013 that this is quoted from. To Goldman Sachs. It goes on, our policy towards North Korea is not what most people think it is. We don't want the North Koreans to go away. In fact, we'd like them to do just what they're doing. We just want less of it than they have been doing lately. If this sounds confusing, it's because of this policy is unlike the policy that we have been led to assume. Thanks to something uncovered by WikiLeaks, the American public has a chance to be unconfused about what's really going on with respect to the policies in Korea. And of course, this goes on again into another story about Hillary Clinton explains our North Korean China policy. And when I look at that, I was looking at John Bolton, another one of these swamp creatures that has been put in there as Trump is allegedly draining the swamp. If you ever look at John Bolton and compare him to Yosemite Sam, they both got their guns blazing all the time, you know. But in March of 3rd, 2016, Donald Trump, who again declined on Thursday morning to say he talks about foreign affairs, he held a private briefing last summer with Richard N. Haas, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. A spokeswoman for the, goes on to talk about this article here, but here again, here's Trump talking to the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you remember here about a month and a half ago, I had Kenneth there in the control room play that CFR thing from Hillary Clinton, who said that she basically daily gets her marching orders from the CFR and that her inbox is always full of suggestions about what she should be doing. And that, of course, that was in her realm of being in the State Department. But we know that the CFR controls everything. And if you don't believe that, all you got to do is just type in CFR Australia. Let me see. Don't have other PC working right yet. Okay. So Kenneth is still having computer problems, but we forgive him. Anyway, and again, so this constant distractions that we see, like NAFTA, for example. In the 1990s, President Bill Clinton decided to pick up where George H.W. Bush left off. You might remember him. He's a war criminal. And close to a major free trade deal with Canada and Mexico. I still remember Lou Dobbs always talking about NAFTA and this North American highway being able to transport things from Mexico to Canada through the United States and blah, 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 blah. You know. But anyway, at the time, though, as that first law was signed into agreement in 1993, Hillary Clinton was not supportive as her husband was. And, of course, this was told to Washington Post, David Nakumura. Anyway, over the last few days, Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to cancel the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. And his comments come at an inconvenient time in the midst of an early stage of efforts by Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to discuss ways to improve the agreement. Then, in today's news, Trump missed Congress's deadline for getting a NAFTA deal done. Now what? And so, of course, the next Congress will do this, and, of course, it's going to be lined up with mostly Democrats, they assume. So, nothing's getting done. You know, and of course, NAFTA represents a lot of different trade unions, too. And of course, like with Korea and those, John Bolton saying that the plans for North Korea is that of like the floor plan of what Libya was. So I guess in Korea that eventually they'll be selling Korean slaves for $400 a piece. I mean, this is how corporations work. But anyway, in lieu of that, if any of you are using social media, and I don't care what platform it is, whether it's Spybook or Joogle or any of these other ones like that, you should know that there is a troll warning out there. There's an increasing amount of number of trolls that are baiting people to say things that will get your account suspended. And you really have to watch how their wording is. And a lot of this is being done through either anti-Semitism or even government actions. And, of course, that's because people don't want this stuff exposed anymore. But usually when I see those in my feed, I guess you call it, on Twitter, I usually mute the conversation because I don't want to get tempted, because every once in a while there's one of those little bait lines that would say, ah, that's not how it goes. And if you try to say anything like that, then instantly your label is something, Russian troll or whatever like that, you know. And they suspend your account. But anyway, the weird news keeps coming too. And sorry, I'm not with the chat room here. I'm reading here, but I'll catch up on you in a minute here. But here's one for you. A doctor who slipped an abortion pill into his pregnant girlfriend's tea was sentenced to 20 years in prison Friday. However, of course, he'll probably only serve about 3 years. And, of course, this is on the cusp of in Britain, where another doctor's outfit was actually overdosing their patients to better milk the NHS system there. But that's how it is. When you read stories, and I mean there are countless stories across America of the countless Medicaid fraud, dentist pulling children's teeth that have nothing wrong with them. I mean, I'm still back on this same premise there that you can't drain a swamp if the entire country's a swamp, because people are basically trained this way. And I think it starts from early age when they start talking about cheating on your taxes. You know, well, everyone does it. Well, you know, as I've mentioned before, too, the fact that those in the Senate and Congress and your local state and whatever like that, they're all allegedly elected to represent we the people. That's why I'm really against this word usage or verbiage of pluralism, because these politicians, in my book, do not represent me in any way, especially when you see them raping and pillaging our wildland areas, shutting our forests down, only to open them up for these corporate exploration of oil and uranium and whatever. You need a permit to go out and do anything. I did happen to get the dogs out, though, along the creek there yesterday. I should post that video. It's really cute. But anyway, but again, nothing is getting done in this country here. It's just these constant, like, fill stories. That's all I can call them, is just a fill story. In lieu of that, there's Uma in the background barking. I ran across this article here. It says, Miramar court accepts testimony of policemen who said Reuters reporters were framed. And this is over in Miramar. And if anyone has been paying attention to that, this is where the Buddhist over there, you can watch videos of them burning children alive, you know, pouring in, you know, some type of an accelerant on them and just lighting them on fire. And you can, I mean, you know, it isn't something a guy wants to do, but you can sit there and watch these guys burn alive, young kids, you know, but they don't care. But it was supposed to be because they were divulging state secrets, where a judge says he's declared on Wednesday that a witness who said the two Reuters reporters were accused of possessing state secrets were framed by police was credible, dealing with a blow with the prosecution, which has become a landmark press freedom case. But in lieu of that, not too long ago, I just read this on Haaretz over there in Israel, where it says, Israel's top court just ruled about arms sales to Miramar, but we're not allowed to say more. And then its second article there says, as violence intensifies, Israel continues to sell arms to Miramar's junta. Maybe that was what these state secrets were about, who was selling who to enable this. It just shows, you know. And, of course, this family of this Miramar policeman who was described in this so-called sting operation, they were evicted from their home and everything. It just goes to show you. Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Kenneth. Anyway, it goes to show you there that, like WikiLeaks, as Julian Assange, where he's been held captive over there in the Ecuador and embassy there, and now suddenly he's losing his internet, and they're talking about expediting him to the U.S. through UK, and there is a war on journalists. And if you keep that in mind here, we'll be right back here, and we'll be talking a little bit about Gaza and those journalists over there. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and they're still running that special here. They run all these ads and stuff on the weekdays about how to support the network. So I just invite you to go to the RBN page or even What Really Happened. There, Mike has those pinned articles there that tell you all about this. You might be interested in that since they're going more and more after the guns here in America. I'll get to that story here in a second, though. But anyway, what's interesting about, you know, if you start researching journalism and how many have been killed in the Iraq and Afghan war theaters and other theaters, of course, and now over in Israel, or Israel had shot those reporters over there, as well as the EMS teams, that there was 10 responding to one of these Palestinians that was shot, and Israel shot all 10 of those EMT, EMS workers. That's called the double tap. Obama was notorious for that, where they bomb some place, and when people run out to help give aid to the dying or whatever, then they launch another Hellfire missile and blow up the aid workers. You know, it's totally legal, I guess, but especially if you're in the United States, you can make any law you want. But anyway, there's a good article that talks about this moment of silence caused a lot of noise. And this is interesting because this is in the United States here. And this is the students at this elite Beacon School were asked to pause for their studies from this last week to pay tribute to the victims of the violence in Gaza, where some 60 Palestinians were killed. And at last report, it's over 2,000 wounded. And this was a school-wide announcement. And, of course, Tuesday it stunned some students and has outraged parents who questioned why the school is entering into this divisive Palestinian-Israeli conflict with what they see as an anti-Jewish bent. But, this is the same premise here. They are openly teaching in schools to hate the president. Kids are being, inculcated. Like the Bible says, you inculcate things from people's youth because when they get older, they won't turn from it. Well, anyway, it's the same premise of all these school shootings. Why are all these shootings suddenly at schools in these gun-free zones? Well, because kids are most impressionable. And, of course, it gives them a lasting thought. But I think it's kind of funny there, if at the same school they were to do a moment of silence for, say, where kids are being taught about the Jewish Holocaust, that would be okay, I assume. But anyway, there's more articles that go on talking about the hospital smells like blood, there's no more beds. And, of course, this, again, is from the Daily Mail, where it says Israeli troops killed at least, at this time it was 55 Palestinians. This has been updated since, and wounded more than 2,000 during the protests at Gaza yesterday. And you have to remember, this is if you search these articles, you'll get into them where they start talking about how the reason why the Palestinians are in protest over there is because their homes are having raw sewage sprayed on them. They subsist on what power and stuff they can because Israel keeps cutting that off. They cut off the water supplies. And this is collective punishment, which is known as a war crime. And all I can say is just imagine, that it was happening to you or your family and the total outrage. Clear back in 2008, there's an article on Washington's Compost website there where it says the Odyssey of Chutzpah. The article says here, Kutzer blamed such sentiment on attack dogs and writers of scurrilous emails. He's right within the mainstream American society and Jewish community concerns, TBA said. The next question, Kirchner, Obama's assertion that he didn't have a Lukid view that Israel's right to ring party, of course, to be pro-Israeli. Kutzer explained that Obama wanted to see a plurality of views. And, of course, there was silence in the room. And then to that, Lewis retorted, the role of the President of the United States is to support the decisions that are made by the people of Israel. And again, that's on Washington Compost. If you want to read that article, it's two pages. That's off the second page if you want to read it. I do a lot of reading. So, there's a lot of interesting subjects out there. I mean, not everything's all bad all the time. There's, like these bridges and stuff they build over in China for my commercial break here. But what China's doing, they just opened up that massive rail link between Asia and Iran and everything. You don't hear those great big huge projects over here in the United States or sales of arms and stuff you hear about, but never any infrastructure stuff. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
1-888-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Kind of a burp in that last break there, but anyway, Justin here in the chat room brought up a good thing here about Steve Elkin's show there that everyone should probably listen to going through the archives there, but it's on this current white genocide. It's not just in South Africa there, but because it's coming to an area near you. And if you think that's wrong, you might start looking. Like I say, I do a lot of reading. Israel keeps destroying Christian churches. ISIS and others keep destroying Christian heritage sites. There is a goal on to which I call climate change. Climate change is not about some stupid weather project. And if you're a ham operator, forgive me, I'm sorry, but. The climate change is about people. They are readjusting the attitudes of people. You're supposed to be socially accepting. Well, like, take, for example, George Bush and his axis of evil and all them evil Muslims. Well, today, you're supposed to accept open arm all those same Muslims coming from those same countries that they've been bombing. Now they're good Muslims. And I have nothing against Muslims, but I'm just saying, you know, but this, well, remember what Bush also said, you got to keep repeating the same lie over and over again to catapult the propaganda, you know, but we're not supposed to worry about that stuff. we're supposed to worry about enlarging our penises by 3 inches. That's the American thing to do anymore. Anyway, here's an interesting quote here from Korea. This is from their foreign minister. He says, our outline of the deal hasn't changed in 20 years. We demand respect, not insults, from Ambassador John Bolton or Trump. And, of course, they asked perhaps maybe if Senator Rand Paul or Ron Paul, if they could attend men who would actually represent and want peace. But in this article here from Korea, and it was translated, of course, but I thought there was interesting down here where it says, North Korea will not become the next Libya, as Bolton suggests. Last we checked, Americans lied to Muammar Gaddafi. He surrendered his nukes, and then in return, they kill him. Here's what the DPRK wants from the USA. One was to end U.S. And South Korean military exercises and sanctions on the DPRK. Mutual recognition of non-aggression treaties. Give up on that one. I always say if you think of America and its treaties, ask the Native Americans about treaties. Oh, wait, you can't. They're dead. But anyway, trade and investment, mutual economic cooperation, friendship and mutual respect. It says we do not want John Bolton in Singapore. Prefer President Trump send men of honor such as Rand Paul or Ron Paul. And who will negotiate on behalf of the United States, but treat us with respect, courtesy, and decency in seeking a win-win scenario. And I always like how the media tries to do this to everyone. Like, in Venezuela right now, with all the hardships they're going through, you're supposed to forget all the sanctions the United States has placed on Venezuela, and that if you look up Venezuelan oil, you'll see that it was all being processed down there in Texas. But when you can't sell your oil, which is how you funded your socialism, then of course people start to starve. And it was the same thing in Iraq when the oil for food embargo came out there and the sanctions killed 500,000 Iraqi children. Yet all they can point to is that, look what Iraq is doing, and it was no fault of the United States. The same thing with alleged chemical weapons over there in Syria, whereas you're supposed to forget that the CIA supplied, through the United States, the chemical weapons that Saddam used, in which he gassed 5,000 Kurds to death and over 1 million Iranians to death. And there was quite a few Iraqis that died in that too, of which Henry Kissinger at the time, if you can hear past my train going by in the background, Henry Kissinger at the time had said, we hope they kill each other. And of course, this is always the same scenario, where the minute Trump gets elected, he does his constant 180 turns, and suddenly Iraq's oil should be sold to pay for the wounded warriors, as if it's Iraq's fault that they were illegally invaded. And I've highlighted this out on the same thing about the French underground, about how they went around blowing up rail stations, railroads, tunnels, whatever they could, to fight the illegal occupation of those in their land. And the United States always likes to conveniently turn that around, where these people that are defending their country, just like most people here would do if this country was attacked, most people would, of the 100 million Americans that have arms, they would probably go out there and defend their country. And they would be called freedom fighters. But through these word whiskers and doublethink and doublespeak, they always change that freedom fighter over to a jihadist or an insurgent. And so when the poor American boy gets his legs blown off due to an IED where those in Iraq were fighting the illegal occupation of their land, suddenly they again are the victims, or the soldier is the victim and not the people in Iraq. And I always try to compare that to when you see these videos of, say, a school shooting or whatever, and some lady's crying about her child that's lost and like that. We'll never see the autopsy reports or anything like that. We'll never be invited to the funerals or whatever, But anyway, but what do you think about those people in these foreign lands that have a Hellfire missile tear through a mosque or something like that and kill 300 people at one setting? aren't those people allowed to cry for their children and loved ones? But, you know, of course, I look at things differently. I kind of see things a little bit more open than, and surgeons. And for you users of Spybook or Facebook, sorry about that, the Atlantic Council is going to unite, and social media giant will serve NATO's agenda. And this was published yesterday, that Facebook has engaged a think tank funded by the weapons manufacturers and branches of the U.S. military and Middle Eastern monarchies to safeguard the democratic process. It's akin to hiring arsonists to run the fire brigade. Isn't that true? If Facebook truly wanted to promote democracy and elections worldwide, it would build a broad coalition of experts and activists from a wide and desperate, you know, range of countries that it serves. Instead, the American social media giant has outsourced a task to NATO's propaganda wing. And you'll see that where even if you protect yourself, say, you know, like if you put up a photo of it's okay to be white, you're flagged as inciting racism now. So, you know, you don't ever see I don't care about racial stuff like that. It just I look at the double think about everything. But the blacks have BET television. You can imagine if we had wet television, you know, white entertainment TV, but or Asian entertainment TV. We've had Hispanic channels for years, you know, but when you start singling out race and stuff and use it as a political weapon, that's where you go wrong. I remember I used to watch BET TV like that because they had a lot of good shows there that I grew up on. And, you know, it was informative. They taught things to kids. Nowadays they don't, unless you want to change your gender or something. I noticed that from years ago. Even Gilligan's Island, even Laurel and Hardy, all these guys had to be dressed in women's dresses. And it's a conditioning process. Keep people so confused to accept their so-called social agendas where people just get so used to seeing things. And I may have commented before, the last time I was in Missoula there at the Southgate Mall, I walked in there and there was a red-haired, orange-haired boys in there about 13 years old kissing and groping each other there on the planter in the middle of the store there. That's back when they had a Radio Shack there. But anyway, the point is, if you say anything to them, which I would probably walk by and say, hey, why don't you get a room? But anyway, but if you say anything to them, it's bullying. And they have all these anti-bullying laws, anti-bullying commercials and stuff. But still, it's okay if your son or daughter wants to join the military and go over there and decimate someone else's country. And I mean, look at the whole picture. That's all I ever say. Anyway, as part of this thing here with Facebook, though, I like this quote that says, Zuckerberg only took off after the CIA got involved. Accel Corporation gave $12 million in startup money to Facebook, and Accel has a direct ties to InQtel. And what is InQtel? Of course, it's the venture capital arm of the CIA. But I have a somewhere where it talks about the deputy director of the CIA talking about Facebook, which was a bonanza, where it says so many people post their photos of themselves, their loved ones, their dogs, cats, were like that. They give you a minute-by-minute schedule, as the British would say, about what they're doing in their lives. Twitter's turned into that now, too, I notice. People put now their baking. I'm guilty of that, too, but they put their baking stuff up there. Rarely do you see any entrepreneurship where people get out there and they say, hey, look what I just built or whatever. And but it's just a platform to sit out there and socially brag to others. And I think that's where this country has gone wrong. I've commented on this before, too, where my mother used to say when we would tell her that we're bored or something, my mom would say, hey, if you want friends, go outside and make them. If you had to look at my mom's evil eye when she said that. But anyway, we did. And we had fun out running around in the deserts down there in Nevada looking for lizards and whatever. And going out fishing at Lake Mead and riding our 10 speeds all over. Of course, back in Vegas, if you weren't 21, you couldn't do anything. But it did mean kids back then couldn't have fun, as well as camping up at Mount Charleston, out rolling around your 4x4 out to the old silver mines. I mean, it was fun, you know. But kids don't do that today. They're all stuck in front of the social media. One of my ham friends here, Mike, N5UUH, we were sitting here discussing a few things, and I says, you know what? We could be sitting here looking off to the east as we're drinking our coffee here right now and see rockets headed up off of out of North Dakota up over the poles like that, leaving their massive missile streams. And the only time people would complain is, you know, I've lost my cell service. But, I mean, people don't even look up. And that's why over in Germany, like I've mentioned before, they've had to install their little stop sign things on the curbs and stuff because people won't look up. So they have to illuminate the sidewalk area to let them know it's a red light so they walk into traffic. But anyway, so we're always on this war footing, too. Right now over in Britain right now, they're talking about British soldiers who had served in North Ireland. This is a petition, by the way. Must have immunity from prosecution. And the article goes on to say, our soldiers are currently not immune from prosecution. That is wrong. All British soldiers who served in Northern Ireland should have the legal immunity from prosecution. And, of course, it goes on to say about which this petition is. Anyway, this, if you know anything about history, is just like the SOFA agreement over in Iraq. It's a good read if you want to read it. But the United States, the Iraq's Status of Forces Agreement, if you go on down, halfway down through the article, it says the pact required that that criminal charges for holding prisoners over 24 hours and requiring a warrant for searches of homes and buildings that were not related to combat or U.S. contractors working for U.S. forces would have to be subject to Iraqi's criminal law, while contractors working for the State Department and other U.S. agencies would retain their immunity. If U.S. forces committed still and decided to, any crime and stuff, these major premeditated felonies, and this would include rape or whatever, and there's stories out there like mad about it. But anyway, while off duty or off base, they would have been subjected to the undecided procedures there laid out by the Joint Forces Agreement here. And this, of course, was to protect the U.S. from any, or the soldiers over there, from war crimes. Stuff you see that young boys do when they're separated from their loved ones and they get out there and they're probably a little horned up from not being home or whatever like that. And you hear story after story over in Okinawa of that happening, and people in Okinawa are really mad about it. But, you know, should a soldier have the right to go out there and go into a country and decimate its people, its villages or towns, and then have the ability to rape and do whatever they want, kill, murder, whatever like that, without legal cause for those people of that country to fight back? Well, of course not. But see, this is the same thing as when Bush started this Iraq war. He got his team of lawyers together to exempt them from these so-called war crimes. And if you don't believe me, look up United States war crimes under Wikipedia there, and right down there about the second or third paragraph down there, it says the United States has exempted itself from the International Criminal Court. So, but they still use that criminal court, though, towards other people, like in South Africa or whatever like that. You know, they're all war criminals. So, anyway, Trump's failed policy here with his, keep checking this. Oh, okay, I got a caller online here. Wasn't sure if that popped up or not. Anyway, we'll go ahead and take a caller here. Tim in Wyoming. Good afternoon there, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, Keith? Thanks for taking my call. I was noticing that you were talking about ham friends, and the last time I called, which was quite a while back, you said call back next Sunday, and well, that was Easter Sunday when I didn't call back, so it was quite a while ago. But no, we were talking about the. Remember, I mentioned one brand of ham radio, the BAOFENG.
Yeah, my break's going to start here in just a second, so go ahead real fast, and as soon as the music starts, I'll have to stop you, and then I'll hold you over. Okay.
It was World Gone Silent. Do you remember that? I mentioned that. That company. And that was something I wanted to talk about again, because I didn't know if you knew more about them than I did. I haven't actually looked at their website. I've only read reviews in different magazines and various other things about the quality of their product, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I haven't yet, Tim, there, but all my friends up here are switching their repeaters over to the digital stuff. And, of course, I've got that big system up over here, and they want me to link into theirs and stuff. But, I don't have the money to go out and start buying all these brand new radios and stuff for $600 to $3,000 a piece to use a radio or a repeater like that. But anyway, stay tuned there. We'll be right back. Okay there, Tim?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. We're currently talking with Tim over there in Wyoming, and we were discussing different brands of radios. So, Tim, you want to you want to follow up there where you had left off, sir?
Well, yeah, actually, I wanted to mention, like I said, the World Gone Silent kits that they sell. They sell, it's been a while since I've seen their ads, but I think they sell three It's like a base station and two different handy talkies and maybe a repeater kit too. But that's their all inclusive one. It's like,
Do you know what band they're in, right? Tim, do you know what band they're in? UHF, VHF, whatever?
I think they're multi-band. I think they're both. I think they're, I'm pretty sure because, there was an article in a magazine that I read that had a review, and they talked about how comprehensive the kit was, and it said you could use it for pretty much anything. It said it'll go from the FM, I guess the like CB radio, and you can use it for code too, I guess, for CW, I guess. But like I said, that's why I wondered if you knew more about it, because I actually haven't looked into it again since we talked, and I've been busy with other things. But life goes on. But you're a ham, and I figured that would be your forte. You would know more about it than I do. But
well,
that was what I was actually.
Yeah, like I was going to say, Tim. More and more people I know are getting. I mean, everyone's health problems are getting. Mounting up on them financially wise, and just no one has any money to do anything like that. So, I'm not like my wife, what used to be, where she would drive 40 miles into town to a shop or something like that, and then but not buy anything, just window glaze, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying you're going to do that. You're just going to peruse the catalogs or whatever. But I mean, catalogs are cheap, but. But at the same time, I guess the internet's technically free. But you were talking about Facebook earlier. I wouldn't say that's free, but that's a different issue. But their website. Like I said, I haven't looked at their website. I've only read articles and reviews, and I've seen their ads a couple times. But
right,
they talk about how they talk about. Is it basically an instruction book, and they give you instructions on how to get your license? So how to get your ham license, and either one, either whichever one you buy.
So yeah, well, it's like most of these radios today, they all cover the family service radio band, everything like that. So you can, and with your computer, you can automatically put those frequencies in and program them there, especially since all this stuff has come from China, because you can't read the keyboards. And the only thing I don't like about these new Chinese radios is that the star and the asterisk are on the side of the keyboard instead of on the bottom on most radios there. I don't know why they've done that. Anyway, we've got another break coming up here. But anyway, I'll look into that, though, and I'll let you know. Keep tuned there, okay, Tim?
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, my best to you. Thanks for calling in. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it up and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new